The title of this poem is Civility. This poem is structured in three sections. Section 1. They say you cannot call a hole, but unfortunately I said it. And they stared at me with all disgust. They cuddled on the shoulders, squeezed a little, turned to each other, grinned a little. Sorry, smiled would be more appropriate word. Blinked and muttered, haven't you read Freud? No, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't know what to answer. But they were kind to me. They took pain to explain everything. Whole, you know, is politically incorrect. This is sexist, you know. It is simply an unoccupied space. Oh, thank you, sirs. I expressed my gratitude, but never dared to ask what they do with that space. Now, section 2. The restaurant tables were empty, except the sugar purse and thin layers of dust on them. Few houseflies used liberty to swirl around and occasionally landed on the table to toss their mouths. For me, it was enough to smile all alone. Oh, sorry, I didn't notice them. They are already seated on the chairs. Sorry, I didn't really hear them talking. Probably it wasn't the right time to smile, but unfortunately, I did it. And they stared and frowned at my incivility. They pulled out the napkins, they sneezed and coughed, and bruised their noses in the best civility possible. I hate Kathmandu. I too hate it. They were cursing the dust, which they think is solely responsible for their misery. I was really sorry for them. That was not the last meeting anyway. There were occasions when we met again. Every time we met thereafter, I was conscious not to smile, but would pull out a napkin and sneeze in civility. Section 3. In my slum, I speak my mind, and I speak my way. When I find something beautiful, I call it beautiful. But they told me it's not the same in the metropolis. Here, beautiful girls are not beautiful, but sexy. And those damned men, they are all sexist. If this is so, I told them, I too would love to live in the city.